From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election took another serious turn Friday when the Justice Department announced the indictment of 12 Russian military intelligence officers for conspiring to interfere in the elections. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein unveiled the indictment that was returned by a grand jury considering evidence brought by special counsel Robert Mueller.
The indictment charges 12 Russian military officers by name for conspiring to interfere with the 2016 presidential election.
The indictment outlines a sweeping effort by Russian intelligence to hack into Democratic Party email accounts and computers, including the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. At a news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump was asked if he planned to raise election meddling in his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday.
But I will absolutely, firmly ask the question. And hopefully we'll have a very good relationship with Russia.
Trump went on to again slam the Russia probe. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has declared the U.S. relationship with Britain as the highest level of special, rejecting reports of troubled ties further frayed by his comments published in one of the British newspapers, The Sun. Mr. Trump defended his remarks about British Prime Minister Theresa May, in which he reportedly said she ignored his advice on how to negotiate Britain's exit from the European Union. May apparently said she did not pay attention to the newspaper interview. The U.S. military is reviewing an airstrike it conducted in Syria's eastern Deir ez-Zor province after a human rights monitor said an airstrike left many dead. It says that the strike killed at least 54 people, including Islamic State fighters and 28 civilians. This is VOA News.